Good evening. I am Hank Jones, and you are listening to Hank Jones Polysports here on Global Patriot Radio. You can find us several different days of the week, starting Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, the Vito Esposito Show featuring Vito and Big Al. Wednesdays, it's me, Hank Jones, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Polysports, where politics and sports sometimes collide. Saturday nights, Minister Usama Dakduk and the Beautiful Christie, revealing the truth about Islam. That's 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time on Saturdays. And there are several ways you can interact with us. Of course, you can listen in live. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. Look in the live, hit the live button, go down to the right-hand side on the next screen, and look for who's chatting. Click on us and you'll get our show. Or you could actually log in with an account and do that, and then you could take part in the chat room with other folks. Yeah, you can actually do that. You could chat with others. And then the other way, you can call in live, 319-527-6706. Do that, and you can actually hit the one on your phone and talk, if we so dare. Happy Valentine's Day. Not much going on other than that. Well, there's a lot going on, but not a lot in the ways of funnies. I'm not doing funnies today, so I got stuff going on that I want to just talk about and whatnot. So let's get to our obits for the week. And really, you know, not a lot. Mojo Nixon, you know who he is, musician and actor, passed away at 66, no cause listed. You know, I guess you'd call him one of those, not alternative, but he did, I guess you'd say, well, I guess you'd kind of say alternative, but not like indie alt rock. He was sort of, gosh, he did a lot of different types of music, really. He did, I mean, you could almost say borderline folk at times, but, and also a hard rocker. So anyway. Mojo Nixon gone at the age of 66. Here's a kind of a little known one, but semi-known gentleman named Lenny Simpson, American tennis player. He was 75. I just remember him one time just seeing his name as one of those guys in the early rounds of one of the tournaments. And so when I saw his name, it was like, oh, Lenny Simpson, huh? Okay. Other than that, not a whole lot. I mean, gosh, it's not like last week where I had like Carl Weathers. And, you know, that was a sad one, Carl Weathers. Oh, by the way, I thought it was nice how one of the, the Super Bowl, one of the commercials paid tribute to Carl Weathers. Believe it or not, I know a lot of people pay attention. I'm on my phone the whole time playing with stuff because I just didn't really care, but I wanted to watch the game. But I noticed that there toward the end, I noticed, oh, wait a second, that looks like Carl Weathers. And then I realized it was a CGI version, and they said, some kind of tribute. Thank you, Carl, for all your years. Bob Moore passed away last Saturday. Bob Moore was 94. He was the founder of Bob's Red Mill. You see that stuff in the grocery store. It's sort of like a upscale flour and different kinds of flours and baking materials and whatnot, oats, whatever you want to call it. I mean, stuff that I don't ever. I was brought up in the 60s and 70s. Man, we don't eat that high profile stuff. I try to now to eat better, but back then. Hell no. It was all about the good cereal. I just had one. Oh, you know what? I saw the name Steve Wright, and I was thinking, what the heck? And then I realized it was a English disc jockey, so it was not that Steve Wright, not Stephen Wright, the comedian who, as he said, I plan to live forever. So far, so good. Yeah, so far, so good. Yesterday, we lost a former Hawkeye, and he's a Hall of Famer. He played in the Canadian Football League with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Kenny Plain. Now, he was on the first Forrest Evashevsky Rose Bowl team, the 1956 team. He was a quarterback, and Evashevsky always said he was probably a better pure quarterback than Randy Duncan. Randy Duncan was the 1958 quarterback. Randy Duncan passed away a few years ago. Randy Duncan was actually the runner-up to the Heisman. He was the first pick in the NFL draft, but went to the Canadian League for some reason. He was picked by the Packers, and he actually went out to the Rose Bowl, and of course, later on went out to California and supposedly dated Jane Mansfield. Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah, yeah. Kenny Plain was 88. And then today, Don Gullett, 73, former pitcher for the Reds and the Yankees. I believe he was on those Reds teams that in the early 70s. I'm not sure if he ever won a World Series, but he was on those early Reds teams, early from my perspective of those good Reds teams. And he was 73. Now, that's hard to believe. I'm 61. I was born in 62. He was born in 51. Of course, when you're a kid, everybody that's in the major league seems old. But he was a member of the Reds dynasty that won four NL pennants and two World Series championships. And actually, when he was with the Yankees, they won two World Series in a row, 77 and 78. So he then served as a pitching coach for the Reds. He's in the Reds Hall of Fame, Major League, or not the Baseball Hall of Fame, but the Reds Hall of Fame. So that's what happened this week in the death thing. So I got Brother Tommy coming on today, and I got maybe Hawkeye Mike as well. So we got to the losses. Let's quick get to some of the news before I get to that stuff. So an NCAA official has resigned. This is a story from the Gateway Pundit. We're going to go over these real quick until I get Tommy and Mike on. So this is an NCAA official. He resigned over the trans policies in women's sports. Brother Tommy's going to get on me for this. But William Bach III, former general counsel for the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and a lawyer, resigned from his post at the NCAA, citing their refusal to protect girls' sports. Served for 8 years, still has more than a year in his current term, but he said he can no longer stomach the organization's radical policies. He said, "Although I may not have agreed with the wisdom of every rule in the NCAA rulebook, I believe the intent behind the NCAA's rules was competitive fairness and protection of equal opportunities for student athletes." He said, "This conviction has changed as I have watched the NCAA double down on regressive policies which discriminate against female student athletes. To the three-phase participation policy, which allowed them to play in desired sports as long as they met certain requirements." He rejected that. He said the biological development occurs before and around the time of puberty, puts biological men in an advantage. So, you know, you can limit testosterone and all that stuff, but really it's the development's there. And as he said, those don't go away. You're going to reduce performance by a small amount, but you're never going to bridge the gap between men and women. And so he says it's a ruse to say that suppression levels the playing field. Riley Gaines, of course, applauded it, female athlete. Hayes, by the way, say hello to Snowman James, a.k.a. Duck Northwest Media, checking in the chat. And as I said, Brother Tommy and Mike on the phones. So this is also from the Gateway Pundit. I read this. I just don't know anymore, folks. I just don't. So here's the headline. Penn State professor charged with animal cruelty after being caught having sex with his pet dog. He faces additional charges after video emerges him sticking a tree branch and a lollipop into his butt in a public setting. That's the headline. In a shocking development, an acclaimed professor who was previously charged with animal cruelty, his name is Themis Matsoukas, previously charged with animal cruelty after being caught engaging in bestiality with his pet dog, is now facing additional charges following the revelation of further disturbing acts captured on videos. The case has now escalated with the emergence of new footage that allegedly shows him inserting a tree branch and a lollipop into his anus in a public park. According to reports from Fox 43, authorities discovered 55 videos on his electronic devices that depict acts of indecency. These were seized under a search warrant to the initial charges. The affidavit obtained by Onward State details various lewd behaviors, including public masturbation on a picnic table and in a lake at the park, as well as climbing a tree while naked and engaging in obscene acts with objects like a Tootsie Pop and a control handle of a John Deere crawler, DCNIR John Deere crawler. That's the Department of Natural Resources, Department and Commission on Natural Resources in Pennsylvania. Jeez, gets better. Added, he also deposited fecal matter on leased campgrounds and in a service area adjacent to DCNR machinery, as well as applied bodily fluids to a glass table at a leased campsite. Don't go camping in Pennsylvania, apparently. As a result, he has been charged with multiple counts of burglary, criminal trespass, indecent exposure, open lewdness, and disorderly conduct for obscene gestures. He was released Monday on $50,000 unsecured bond or bail, a preliminary hearing scheduled for a week from today. Defense lawyer Matt McClenahan, in a message that it would be inappropriate for me to comment at this time outside of court. Huntington District Attorney Dave Smith suggested that no additional charges are expected to be filed since no other videos have been found. To my knowledge, we're satisfied that the investigation is complete with regard to the filing of additional charges. Matsoukas, a long-serving member of Penn State faculty since 1991, has been relieved of his professorial duties and remains on leave following the initial arrest last year. That on leave is important later. This unsettling case initially came to light after a trail camera intended to deter theft captured Matsoukas in a parking area near Roth Rock State Forest in compromising situations with his pet collie. Investigations deepened. Authorities identified Matsoukas through personal items such as a North Face backpack visible in the footage. The probe into his actions suggests a history of misconduct, I guess, dating back as far as 2014. Gateway Pundit reported last year that Matsoukas displayed signs of panic when Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources officials arrived at his home to execute a search warrant earlier this month. During the encounter, the professor made a desperate statement to the rangers. "I'm done. I'm dead. You don't understand. I do it to blow off steam," he was quoted as saying in an affidavit. His distress escalated to the point where he implored the authorities to shoot him. "What do I have to do to get you to shoot me? I need to die," he pleaded. Like I said, I just don't know anymore. First of all, how is Jim Hoff able to put this story together without absolutely, I mean, if he's kept his sanity, good on him. Number one, the other half, why did authorities not grant his request to be shot? Next up, I can think of other ways to blow off steam. Just saying, I can. I can think of other ways to blow off steam. And lastly, anyone else besides me wondering what Joe Paterno did wrong? I mean, Paterno got fired before any real in-depth investigation, really had no chance to defend himself. This guy is still on leave. Still employed. I just don't know anymore. I just don't. Super Bowl thoughts real quick. 49ers had some special teams gaffed. This PAT, atrocious punt fumble return, turned into an almost immediate Chiefs TD. It's no longer sudden death overtime. I thought the rule was never go first in overtime when you have a chance. Get a chance. They led the third quarter, so they promptly run 9 pass plays in a row. They pretty much stopped the clock after every play. since most of those plays resulted in incomplete passes. And their defense, which really played very well throughout the first 2.5 quarters of the game, suddenly decided to give Patrick Mahomes all kinds of space and thus time to operate. So I don't get that. Moving on, Caitlin Clark. She breaks the record tomorrow night for scoring, all-time women's scoring. She will probably break Pete Maravich's all-time college record as well. The racist black element, the lesbians, the liberals, et cetera, they're all on the attack. They will presumably throw more shade, which really is perfect because it just shows how stupid and racist and idiotic most of them truly are. Tune in tomorrow night on Peacock when she will break the record against Michigan. Now, brother Tommy and I have been talking about this. He may bring this up. We might talk about this when I bring him on in a little bit. By the way, men's college basketball, a mild surprise today. Ohio State has fired men's head coach Chris Holtmann midseason. Anyway, brother Tommy and I don't think the Iowa women's team will go as far this year. So back to the Gateway Pundit on the Mar-a-Lago raid. Reporting that FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was targeting missing top secret binder revealing Obama's CIA and foreign allies' role in Russian collusion hoax. Sources close to a high-profile investigation have revealed that the FBI's raid was specifically aimed at recovering a missing top secret binder, rumored to contain damning evidence of the Obama CIA's involvement in initiating the Russia collusion hoax against President Trump by Fox News' Jesse Waters, and also being reported by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi. It was not the result of foreign intelligence tips, according to Schellenberger and Taibbi, but rather a deliberate setup by the CIA under the Obama administration. They say they were informed by foreign intelligence, but they're finding out, no, this is a very different story. Came from within the U.S. government intelligence community, including the CIA, that they asked the so-called Five Eyes Nations intelligence agencies, that's the other English-speaking nations, including Britain and Australia, to spy on 26 Trump associates, or at least that they had a list of those associates. This is new. Some people have theorized about this and speculated about it, but they feel very confident that their sources are in a position to know and are very credible in the report. It is, of course, illegal, and it's illegal election interference. Yeah, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States are the Five Eyes Alliance. Agencies were asked to conduct surveillance on the associates and then relay suspicious interactions to the FBI, which then used this as a pretext to begin the Russia collusion investigation. Reportedly compiled in a top-secret binder stored securely in a classified room in D.C., President Trump ordered the declassification of the entire dossier, aiming to bring transparency to its origins. Rumors have surfaced the binder may be missing. Speculation is rife that the recover of this binder could have been the reason for the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Yeah, that wouldn't be good for a certain couple of folks, would it? No, it would not. Rather disturbing story that Hawkeye Mike sent me, that Mike Turner, Representative Mike Turner, Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, released a rather cryptic statement regarding a serious national security threat that the committee was making available to all members of Congress and calling on President Dopey Joe to declassify the information. Today, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence has made available to all members of Congress information concerning a serious national security threat. I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat. Gateway Pundit also reports on it. And it is possibly regarding related to Russia. And wondering after Speaker Johnson killed the Senate bill with Ukraine aid, if it's something to do with that. I'm going to bring in Hawkeye Mike real quick, and then Brother Tommy right after that. And by the way, welcome Boyd the Alaskan also to the chat. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Hank. How are you?
Good. So what are you hearing now? I know we're hearing various stuff from various people. What have you heard? Because you had some interesting...
Well, yeah, it's like you say, it is pretty cryptic. And the only thing I would add is that it seems to be... they're saying that this threat is something from Russia and that it may involve some sort of space technology of some sort that I just saw a few minutes ago right when I got home. They had Waltz being quoted as saying that it could be a kind of a game changer in the national security equation. So I don't know what that means. You know, that Mike Turner, you just mentioned, the congressman who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said that President needs to declassify records concerning this so that basically everyone can know and our allies can know what the nature of the threat and take action. It sounds pretty serious, and I, you know, the problem is here that I can understand that you don't want to do anything that might cause a panic. But,
yeah.
You know, you could have said that. Kennedy could have used that excuse to cover up the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Exactly.
But if you recall, if you call from the movies and stuff and the documentaries surrounding that, it was starting to break and they couldn't hold it back much longer. And he finally said, you know, gave his speech to the nation. My guess is whatever this is, they're not going to be able to hold this back for very long before leaks start, you know, making it impossible that it's going to come out. But I think with this administration, you always wonder if it's going to be considering embarrassed by it, and people are going to ask questions, how could we let this happen? What are you going to do about it? And they don't want that kind of question, especially when you got a cognitively challenged president who doesn't seem to know what year his son died, even though I know, and you know that it was in 2015. It's concerning. It's when you don't know the details that it makes you wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, here's another thing.
Mike
Johnson said
something serious.
Yeah, here's something Speaker Mike Johnson said. He's not at liberty to disclose classified information. Really can't say much, but we just want to assure everyone steady hands are at the wheel. We're working on it, and there's no need for alarm. Really?
See, when they say that makes me alarmed.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't,
we're not a bunch of three-year-olds. The American people, the American population, citizenry, are not a bunch of three-year-olds that can't handle bad news. We need to know what's going on. Fine, you don't want to compromise methods and sources. I understand that. But you need to get the basics of what the hell is the issue here.
Right. Wow. So I'm going to bring in Brother Tommy as well because we're going to go on to the next thing. Brother Tommy, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can. So
yeah,
we're talking about this
thing. I'm probably going to sound a trifle over-relaxed in this conversation because I'm a firm believer in taking words into action. And you said Jane Mansfield, and I'll let you guys fill in the rest. What a fucking hot pitch. Raquel Welch is there, but you look at that picture. She's just like, I don't know, spawn of Satan? I don't know.
she was
gorgeous. So I'm going to sound a little bit more relaxed for about 10 minutes.
Mike, if you heard earlier that Kenny Plain died. Did you see that?
No, I didn't know that. No,
Kenny Plain died yesterday. Now, that's not related to this Jane Mansfield, but supposedly Randy Duncan, who followed Plain, supposedly he and his wife had dated Jane Mansfield. So,
Mike, I don't know if you know, I'm very, very suggestible, and Bob said Jane Mansfield, and The rest has been history. Yeah, so that's why I'm going to be somewhat subdued for about nine more minutes.
What was that movie with her that made her a star that will discuss?
Howard Hughes directed
Ron
it.
Connor,
Howard Hughes
like
directed
that.
It. That one.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a, with Tony Randall and will success spoil Rock Hunter?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Walk around with a dress barely covering her tits. And you know, just the ultimate bimbo to have a low budget version of Marilyn Monroe, I guess.
Hey,
okay,
son,
so here's where I was going with this other
always
thing.
Why so damp? Well, because you put the Jane Mansfield movie out in the background. Right.
So here's what we're going to go with where we're talking about Dopey Joe here, because a couple other stuff came out last week. We were told that he did indeed have classified documents. Most of them date back prior to his time as president. They include things like documents left in his garage next to his friggin' car. In venues that are sponsored or supported or accessed by Red China. However, we were also then told nothing further would really happen, like Hillary and her 33,000, because in this case, he's too feeble-minded. He suffers from memory loss, and he's incoherent. So my first question is, what the hell? I mean, seriously, what the hell? They're literally not going to do anything. Mike Johnson made a statement about when he killed the Senate bill, saying a man too incapable of being held accountable for mishandling classified information is certainly unfit for Oval Office. So,
well,
Brother Tommy, you and I talked about, we were going to talk about who the hell is Dopey Joe, and we'll get to that. But, Mike, what is your thought on the fact that they are not going ahead with anything? I mean, is that even fathomable?
You're right. It's a catch-22 because, well, first of all, Jonathan Turley, who I have a lot of respect for, as Lee Lyons said, that they laid out all the elements of crimes. And therefore, you know, then of course, they get attacked saying it was gratuitous to talk about his mental state. But it was not gratuitous. The whole explanation for why, in the face of these elements of a crime being committed, they weren't charging him was because he would come across as a sympathetic old guy with, you know, basically cognitive decline. He's not Copus Mendes. You know, he's not able to function as a, you know, in a situation where he'd be competent to stand trial. That's the implication. Now, if that's true, then he has no business being president of the United States. So now, if he comes out and he makes in that wild press conference says, I'm fine, my memory's fine, then why wasn't he charged? You know, I mean, you can't have it both ways. Of course, we're going to try to have it both ways. But there's another spectacle here. First of all, now you have two situations. First with Hillary Clinton, who was found to have had classified material on a server. She was not president of the United States. Neither was Trump neither was Biden when he took this stuff. They both willfully possessed it, and they both took steps to obstruct justice. In the first case with Hillary, she destroyed deleted 33,000 emails, destroyed hard drives and other devices. And then with respect to Biden, he had some of these documents going back to the 70s. Knew he had them, kept them willfully, and didn't say anything. If that's not obstruction in terms of trying to prevent the government from knowing what's going on, I don't know what is. And by the way, as someone has also pointed out, you don't go rob a bank and then turn around and say, you know, I made a mistake, here's the money, I'm turning it in, and then because you did that, you get off scot-free on the bank robbery. It doesn't work that way. That might be something that you would factor into sentencing. Now, if he's truly, as I said, not Copus Mendes, and he can't, and he's, you know, not competent mentally to stand trial, then that's fine. But he has no business being president of the United States. He should resign immediately, and or they should invoke the 25th Amendment and get him the hell out. So what is it here? That's what's so. And yet they're proceeding with the prosecution of Trump, who was president at the time, we had full authority to declassify, president at the time that all that stuff went down to Mar-a-Lago, where it was kept in secured vaults that with Secret Service all over the place. No one got into it. No one could get into it. But, you know, I mean, this is, it is, I think that there's a good chance now that they'll, and they should, if they're competent, raise selective prosecution with regard to the documents trial down in Florida. And with the judge we currently have, he may well grant that and dismiss the case.
Yeah. I got to believe that's certainly on the table. So then Brother Tommy and I were asking, really, who the hell is Biden? I mean, I know we've talked about selective prosecution and other things, but who is Biden? I mean, what do – I mean, you know, it's like we don't really know all what is going on. And so I kind of wanted
to
dive
into
–
Yeah, we do. I do anyways. Or go ahead. I'm sorry.
You mean who is – when you say who is Biden, I'm not sure I'm following what you mean.
I mean, what are we not hearing all here? I mean, how is this
You
want to
hear? I'll tell you. I'll tell you. It's
okay,
behind
go for
the
it.
Scenes. It's okay. It's behind the effing scenes, and you're right. It's the right question. Do we have the answer? No, but it's the right question in the sense of he's not mentally capable of pulling everything off that he's pulling off.
Yeah.
I will preface it by saying I have not one positive word about Joe Biden, and I'm going to sound like Greg Gutfeld here, but Greg Gutfeld is absolutely right. Joe Biden, to mention, take that out of the picture. He's been incompetent for 50 years, and he reached the presidency of the United States. Now, put those numbers together. Pull the onion back even further. How? And I am not conspiratorial like Hank is, but I'm starting to get to because, you know,
Bigfoot is the question.
Yeah, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. Okay, that's all cute. moon landing, you know, okay. To me, that's just like, all right, that's just explaining to me that you're dumb that you buy into that shit. But the Joe Biden is one is, the, yes, exactly what Hawkeye
I mean,
Mike said.
But it gets back, who's running this country, you know? I mean,
that's
I know
my
that,
point. That's what Hawkeye Biden said.
That's,
who's
that's,
calling
that's
the
a million-dollar question, I think,
I mean,
right?
I know
all
they
right.
always
that's,
that's
we got?
Who
let me
is
tell you guys something
it?
Real quick.
Someone's falling
Let me tell
string.
You guys something. Right
is it
now,
his wife?
They do. Right. Let me tell you guys something real quick. We talk about the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission. It's something
Council
like
foreign
that.
Relations,
or as Biden says,
yeah,
the G7,
yeah.
Or as Biden says, the G7, which is a bunch of NATO countries. God, I mean.
I listen to the thing. I don't know. Maybe Fox is making shit up. But I showed, they showed me a clip of Biden at a press conference, and not a press conference, but a speech. I could not believe it. Mike's right. He could not create a coherent sentence. And I'll state the obvious. Anything we say, the three of us or four of us, someone from Alaska, you got to be very careful what you say about the president. You just can't make it a threatening. And I'm not the least bit threatening to him, but I listen to this shit, and it just sounds like he's a fucking in an insane asylum. Blows my fucking mind.
And
well,
I mean, forget the dementia.
And
as you said,
this is a fact.
He's 50 years.
The fact
worth.
Anyone can do. Just go look at. You can go. I'll give you an example. Go look at his speech that he gave at the 2016 Democratic Convention. You can Google it. You'll find it right away. And I mean, it's a bunch of partisan rhetoric. But just look at the guy, the way he acts, his articulation, the way he speaks, and look at him now. It is night and day. And that was only 7 years ago.
Why prop him up?
Night
That's the question.
Day.
I think Hank has the right question. Why him? In other words, he's propped up. We've all established that in our minds. But why him? Why him?
Yeah.
And then you look 50 years in government. Now we're going to go to the deep state, and we're going to get really conspiratorial, but why Biden? I do not understand it. It blows
my mind.
I
mean, why did they pick him to be the Democratic nominee?
Right.
I can tell you why, because if you just go back to the 2020 Democratic race, they had a bunch of loons. Well, you had Mayor Pete, you had Pocahontas, and you had Bernie Sanders. none of those people were acceptable, even to the main, what you call the mainstream, which is pretty loony. Maybe they are now.
I would have guessed the Texas guy. They felt like they had to take
a mentally challenged Biden and make him the nominee so they could win.
The weird part was it was like out of nowhere. It was like they all just dropped out, like just like within seconds of each other. I mean, it was like, you know.
That's my point. It's the transformation. I would have guessed that Texas guy that likes to skateboard and looks like half a fag, that guy.
Beto O'Rourke.
There you go.
He did run for about 10 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do understand the what. I understand the what. You got to prop someone up. I don't understand the why of Joe Biden. He's got absolutely nothing.
So let's establish a couple things.
He's hardly out.
Right.
And
let's establish a couple other things though, with that. Like anytime there's a president where they have this and they say, who's running this? You know, there's always that, oh, well, you know, it's always a team effort or whatever. But, you know, in this case, we're not really talking about a team effort. We're talking about this guy's not part of anything. And the other part of it is, you know, we sit there and talk about, well, it's really the Electoral College. Well, you know, if you're part of the Electoral College or anything else, would you really have elected this guy knowing that he will? I mean, it's impossible for me to believe that even, you know, even in the most left-leaning Electoral College member, knowing what he knows now, he or she would have said, oh, yeah, I cast my vote for Joe Biden. I mean, there's all that. So let's go back to his background. Okay, so he's born in Scranton, and I've talked about this before. So Scranton, you don't think much of it, but Scranton is actually sort of a mob, not stranglehold, but, yeah, sort of a, it was under mob stranglehold. So you're always thinking, well, he's not five families. But like Brother Tommy and I have talked about this. You look at some of the more powerful mobsters over the years, and it wasn't New York guys. Yeah, those are the guys in the news, but guys like Zerilli in Detroit, who had the, you know, the UAW, and the Cleveland guys, and the Chicago guys, who had all these other.
On Tampa, Trafficante, throw him in there.
Yeah, but Carlos Marcello. I mean, these guys were as or more powerful. So Scranton, you're thinking, well, what mobsters were in Scranton? Well, I'll tell you, Russell Bufalino.
Who had
a huge influence with Hoffa. Joe Barbara.
Wasn't he the guy that they actually think whacked Hoffa?
Well, not whacked. Actually, but spearheaded it.
They think it was the Irishman, that's
what they claim, but that guy's also somewhat of a nut job. Hey, in other words, I'm going to sell a book, so I'll make shit up.
He's slightly more credible than Tony the Greek Frankos or whatever that guy was. Joe Barbara was the original, you know, wasn't the original head, but what he was like the main head through the heyday of gangsterism of the Scranton family. And people always, he was always miscast as a Buffalo soldier guy, you know, just a regular Buffalo mobster. He was the leader of the Northeast Pennsylvania family that hosted. He was the host at Appalachian in 56 and 57. I'm not saying Biden himself is a mobster. He's too much of an idiot. But, you know, he's easily controlled and maintained. I mean, if you look at, you know, whether it be Ukraine or China or whatever, it's like this guy is clearly a figurehead, clearly a puppet. And it begs the question, is he easier to maintain when he's completely – like he is now? Is that what's going on? I mean, I just, you know, it's so hard to figure out.
There is no fucking way, real quick, there is no fucking way that he's doing anything. And that's what we know. It's painful to talk about, but there's no fucking way he's running the country. He's too incompetent and too stupid. What's that?
How can they keep a lid on that? I mean, I think you're right.
That's the problem with conspiracy theories. How do you keep a lid on it? That's where I'm perplexed.
Well, I mean,
you can't keep a lid on it.
we're in a situation where not only should he not be running for re-election, he should resign now.
Here's the catch 22 of that, Mike. He doesn't know enough to resign. That's just it. So that's the easy out. Well, he's never told us he wants to resign.
That's the point.
Geez, Dr. Jill, why haven't you stuck for? Well, he's never told me he wants to resign.
Well, of course he hasn't, because the only thing he's told you is that he just crapped his pants.
He needs to take a cognitive test.
Now, did you see the news that just came out after all this?
They're not going to report it, they said.
He's about to have a physical. They're not going to do a cognitive test. Well, that's so obvious. They know because they're going to – it will show. If he's really fine, they'd want to do it and put it to bed. But they know it will confirm that the guy is senile, so they won't do it. And that's the huge scandal right there. That's the scandal.
Yeah.
So, guys,
I'm going to bring in Boyd, the Alaskan, real quick. Boyd, hey, what's up, man?
Well,
Boyd,
not
there?
Much. I called in when you guys were talking about the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
and,
go ahead.
You know,
because it gets it's
yeah,
all part
the,
of
the raid
right?
on the raid on Mar-a-Lago was to get all the information that Trump had that's going to hang everybody in the deep state.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure of that. That's why they went into to Trump to get those documents.
But here's what's going to bite their ass on this.
And this judge down there. Remember, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the defense, Trump's attorneys, have made a motion for further discovery that was being withheld from them, a lot of the classified information. And this is always a problem when you try to prosecute people for classified information. Because 22 is you don't want this stuff to come out, but you have to have it come out because if you want to convict them, it's the evidence. So Jack Smith, the illustrious prosecutor, is trying to withhold all this stuff. And I'm sure this includes all the stuff they seized at Mar-a-Lago. But the motion was granted by the judge, and she said that you've got to let them, you know, have discovery on this and see it. And it's got to be, you know, part of the record for the trial. And they went nuts, and they're trying to get her to reconsider and all this stuff. So I don't think they're going to be able to keep a lid on this.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. Unfortunately, they will be able to. I disagree, Mike. Mike, you're an optimist. You're an optimist. I'm a pessimist.
No, but Mike's talking from a legal perspective. I mean, it would.
I understand that. You don't. Who do you think pulls the strings on that? Think.
No,
think.
This is a Trump appointee. She's not going along with it.
Doesn't matter. No. Doesn't matter. You guys are not peeling the onion back far enough.
By the way,
now
here's where the rubber hits the road. She could say, fine. Let me just finish. She could say that, okay, fine, you don't want to let this stuff into the record for trial, then you can't go forward with the prosecution.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the government, all of the government is so much more corrupt than you guys are even giving it credit for. That's what I am, the conspiratorialist.
Here's the thing, okay? Who was that? Mike said the trial won't go forward to keep everything classified.
And that's solely at the discretion of this judge, too, if she thinks
right.
things aren't going.
Or it's going to leak out. Well, you're talking that it's not going to get out and it's not going to be made public or whatever. That could very well happen after the judge says the trial is over. However, if Trump does get elected, I suspect that that information will come out.
Oh, absolutely.
However, hopefully.
Turn it on the past administration, how corrupt they are.
But my point is this, guys. My point is this. It's real simple. My point is this. Even Trump discovered. He said it publicly. He's like, my God, I didn't even know how fucking corrupt this shit is. The whole Nixon shit had nothing to do with Nixon. It had to do with the back channels. And that's my only point, is it is so dark and secret. We don't know. Bilderbergs, like I said, Illuminati, whatever. It is so dark and secret. No,
so how does it happen,
though? It's coming up.
So look at this, then. So why do you pick the guys you pick? So look at Biden. He was never a good student anywhere through his historic, you know, his academic career. He was 76th in the class of 85 in law school. He flunked the law school class due to plagiarism, which he, by the way, tried to lie about multiple times. His legislative
record.
Hey,
did you check out? Did he go to Notre Dame? Because I know.
No. He went to Delaware and then to Syracuse. So
I was wrong there. I know a guy that says he plagiarized.
He
personally knew he plagiarized.
We all know that.
But I knew a specific.
But now look at his legislative record. His legislative record is nothing short of mind-boggling. He was pro-military for a while. Then he favored leaving Vietnam, but then he voted
Afghanistan. No legislative record.
Yeah, he voted for Afghanistan. He voted for Iraq, now via proxy Ukraine. About the only thing that he has actually been consistent on over the years is some consumer protection stuff. So, like, the junk fee stuff, I mean, it's wacky, if anybody remembers the State
of
the Union.
Well, think
about
it, Delaware.
Right,
if
you remember his State of the Union where he started going on about junk fees, which, by the way, if you didn't hear that and think, this dude is Twilight Zone scary. I mean, that's like one of the few things over the years that he's ever actually been consistent on is
he's got one other claim to fame in my book as a very a conservative mindset. He did do well on Israel / Hamas. He did do well on Hamas, Hezbollah. He's standing so far. He'll fold like a tab. Don't get me
wrong.
Well,
wait a minute. He might have initially, but he's been caving, walking things back ever since.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I'm saying, okay, you're right. I stand corrected. He originally was good on Israel.
Yeah.
So Mike, Hawkeye Mike went to University of Iowa. Hawkeye Mike, did you ever have a class with Holstein? Hank, what's his name? Holstein?
Jay Holstein? Holstein?
Man, I don't think so. That's not ringing a bell. I don't think
Anyways, this is what Jay Holstein said, and it was the most – it just rung through my ears almost like it was prophetic. And yes, Mike, I know how to spell prophet. Mike and I are in the same group chat.
No, it wasn't me that said that to you.
It was me.
But I'm like, I'm embarrassed. That's why I hate fucking texting. But anyways, because autocorrect and all that, I don't know how to do it. Fucking hate it. Yeah. Anyways, Jay Holstein said the minute America gives up on Israel is the minute the world's done, and I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, he's not the first person to say. There have been people saying that for generations who said, "Once the U.S.
I
stops being an ally of Israel,
I understand that he was the one who iterated in such a fashion that really made it stick."
Well,
to me.
You know, you guys are talking about the deep state, and I think Hank alluded to it, and maybe you did too, Tom, just a few minutes ago, to touch on it, about this whole thing with it come out today, I guess, that the Obama administration was basically behind the whole Russian collusion crap. And they were reaching out to the other Five Eyes, as he said, to have them do a lot of the dirty work and spy on Trump operatives. You remember when Trump, right after he got elected, he said it turns out they were spying on my campaign, and everybody accused him in the mainstream press of being a paranoid nut? It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Well, what did that manager and Eddie and the Cruiser say? hey, word man, just because we're paranoid doesn't mean they ain't after us. Well, beautifully said, you know.
If I were Donald Trump, and this is almost becoming cliche from right-wing logic, but I would be so fucking pissed. They just make up shit about him. They make up shit. They just throw it against the wall. Oh, let's see if this sticks. I would be so fucking pissed. I think, and guys, I'm not a Trumpster, and I'm not a what they like to describe as MAGA guy, but I can tell truth. I understand the scales of justice. Mike, you do better than me because you've got law stuff in your background, but I'm just appalled. That's why I don't even watch it anymore. I'm like, you're just making up shit, you bitches. You're just fucking making shit up. It appalls me.
Well, and CNN's latest thing is anytime they'll go to a Trump story and then purposely cut off his speeches. It's like, really? Are we really like that? I mean, as a teacher in our hometown used to say, Brother Tommy knows this, that's sophomoric.
I mean, literally. Well, MSNBC won't show speeches because they're not into showing disinformation. This coming from Rachel Maddow, who spent years going through one of the biggest disinformation scams of history with this Russian collusion.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me tell you a problem with Republicans. They all say, or a lot of them, quote, clear thinking ones say, Rachel Maddow, say what you want about her, but she's a clear thinker. No, she's not. She is a fucking propagandist. She is a fucking, she's more dangerous than maybe Biden. She's a self-proclaimed
wrong.
Lesbian. Oh, so we must give her a pass. She's a female. Oh, gosh, we got to give her a pass again. She's got all of the, she's not black, but she gets all the passes in the world, and I can hear hesitation in your guys' voices because you don't even know what I'm talking about. But Rachel Maddow is a fraud. She is a fraud that gets too much rope.
Plus, the thing about Rachel Maddow is she is so anti-male that she has to go and try and look like a male.
That's actually a good one. I'm going to steal that, Mike. Hawkeye, Mike. I'm not going to give you credit. I'm stealing.
No,
it.
I think that was Boyd. That was Boyd.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, I can't stop you from that because I stole it.
We're all frauds. Let's be honest.
She spends so much time making herself look like a male, yet she's anti-male all the way.
That is so true. I never put that logic together, but that is I'm sorry, guys. I giggle. I just woke up, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's the Hank Show. Jesus Christ, that's funny.
So,
I giggle.
So here's a question. About
Big
some
Mike.
Of this.
Please not Big Mike.
No, not yet. It's Big Mike's boyfriend.
It's on the table.
Big Mike's boyfriend. Big Mike's boyfriend. Supposedly Dan Bongino. Boyd knows about Big Mike. Everyone knows about Big Mike. You're the last person to know about Big Mike.
I didn't know until like 2 weeks ago.
Everyone knows who Big Mike is. So you know, T. Bodie put that thing out about Bongino's show, and I'm not one of those that's anti every other show. I like the other stuff, but Bongino is Obama the one who sold Biden out? You know, with this stuff, you know, the whole he's a cream cheese brain, so to speak.
Fair question. Obama publicly came out and said he was a fuck up. And he, on a hot mic, he's like, even Obama, his vice president.
A hot mic? You mean a big mic or a hot mic?
No, it's a term, it's the same thing,
right?
You guys, but you guys know what I meant. Jesus Christ.
Well,
Whenever it gets conspiratorial, I lose my shit.
Okay, let Boyd. What do you say, Boyd?
Here's my take on it. Okay.
Okay.
Biden is a fuck up. And Obama was right in what he said about Joe being a fuck up. But in turn, okay, you guys were talking earlier about how Biden became president and, you know, made it to the top of the Democratic ticket and everything like that. Well, think of it like this, okay? Biden was the vice president under Obama. Obama got the goods on Biden. Biden played ball. And he knew how to play ball. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you really look back at what's going on, Obama is running the show because he's got the goods on Joe, and Joe does whatever Obama says.
And that's Hank's theory that Obama's behind this whole thing.
I'm not sure. I go more toward a
you guys are both wrong. But
What I mean is that look, for years, like you mentioned, Tom, 50 years of this guy being a 14-carat fuck up, and every time he ran for anything other than senator in Delaware, like who wants to fight for that? Every time he ever got on the presidential stage, it was like he was laughed off. It's the plagiarism.
Until he got to South Carolina. So he owns that black guy that's so influential in South Carolina. Now let's peel that onion back, and we're really going to be in trouble.
Biden is playing ball with the deep state.
Oh yeah.
And Obama is,
I would agree with that.
Biden is taking all of his directions and everything from the deep state / Obama administration.
Yeah.
And
so you guys know something I don't. If Obama was that powerful?
No, I don't think he was, but the people that owned him now own Biden, so to speak. I mean, I think it's that kind of thing. I don't think Obama was as smart as
we were told
he's the smartest person ever, but we were told he's a hell of a basketball player and an athlete, but then of course we have him throwing out the first ball at a baseball game. He fucking Sidney Brady throws better. I had to come on this show at Fino's insistence and apologize to Sidney Brady because Sidney Brady could never throw as bad as Obama did. Yeah, but we've always been told he's such a great athlete. Jesus. I mean, that whole thing.
Yeah,
but I think Boyd's right.
He's an order. You got to give him that. He's an order, and I consider myself that. Orders can they can fake it. And they can confuse the general public. That's what he did. He just confused us. I never liked him. I didn't vote once for him, because I saw through the veneer. That being said, most people, I hear very well thought of people say, oh, I'd vote for Obama. I would love Obama to be back. And I'm like, really? How fucking dumb are you?
I know people that actually voted for him over McCain because they figured McCain was just, you know, they were tired. They already had the McCain fatigue. Jesus, at this point.
I got no patience for McCain either. I know he's dead. And rest in peace.
I wanted McCain. And I wanted McCain to win, but I didn't
over
want
Obama.
McCain. The only reason why I wanted McCain was because he'd take Palin out of the governorship of Alaska.
Okay.
McCain. Jeez. Hey, Boyd, or whatever your name is, you're pretty clever. That was good.
No.
McCain is a lesser
honest.
Of evils versus Obama.
You're not
He's
a Sarah Palin fan, huh?
I'm not as down on her as
are. Boyd's from Alaska, so Boyd knows.
I understand, Bob.
Yeah.
I got it. And I'm not saying Sarah Palin. What do you think? I'm going to tell you that she went to Oxford. No, I couldn't even make that up because she just makes one speech. But you got to admit, you guys would want to bang her. Admit it. You guys admit it right now.
That, you know. Hey, listen. Wanting to bang her and wanting her to be the president or your boss
are two different things.
Two different fucking things.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't.
Does
really
she
wanna
end up getting a divorce?
Well, you know
or
what?
Her daughter.
Yeah, she looks
something
pretty good compared to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? All right. You guys can buy. Hank's going to cut me off. I'd bang Kamala Harris. I'd bang her.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you brother. This is going to get archived. I'm going to use. There are going to be family gatherings years from now where I'm going to threaten to break this.
Plausible denial. I got plausible denial.
No.
Well,
I got the audio.
I would.
You guys are getting back. You guys are getting the original question was why Biden?
Okay.
You know, and tell
Mike,
him what you were
Mike's
about
getting cerebral
state,
on us. He's like, no,
but no.
Let's
get back.
It's not
back
even cerebral.
Topic.
It's like you got Mr. Magoo in the White House. That's perfect for the deep state, right? Well, you got Mr. Magoo. In fact, you got to make Magoo look erudite. And,
like Einstein. Magoo makes Biden look like Einstein.
Magoo, right? He's the vessel through which you can do whatever you want, these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening. Mike, I think actually I'm going to shut up, Hank, just a second, but I got to make one more statement. I almost am afraid of what is actually goes through my emotions and stuff. I think this shit is more frightening. So what you're saying, Mike, is so true, but I think I'm just repressed in that. I'm just like, I bury it. But you're right. You make a very, very poignant point. But I'm just like, I think my brain buries it. I don't even watch this shit anymore. All right.
Okay.
Hank,
so
you got the floor.
I don't blame you, actually.
So Mike, okay. So you've made a very excellent point. We've said it. He's a figurehead. He is the perfect person. So the question becomes, at this point, you know, one, do they take him out? Does he get to May and suddenly he decides to resign? He's not going to run for reelection, blah, blah, blah. By the way, that would not be unprecedented. Lyndon Johnson.
If you guys would think he's going to run for reelection, you're out of your fucking mind.
No, I'm
or
saying.
Wrong.
So what does he do that way?
I think it's very plausible something like that happens. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do you think he just resigns and says, I'm just too tired? I mean,
I think in what's left of his own mind, you know, and this is the way it is with people that have dementia, he doesn't think there's anything wrong with him. And it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be that easy to get him to just step aside.
This is how it's going to play out, guys. It's not a complicated
question.
Wait, hold on. Let
Mike finish.
One guy could do it in a heartbeat, and he could start out for behind the scenes. If Obama just goes and tells Joe, hey, game's up, you got to go. And if he resists and says, Joe, you got to go or I'm going to go public. Because if he goes public with Obama saying Joe's not up to the job and he's got to go, it's over. He's done.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys. How it's going to play out? He's going to walk into the DNC, the convention, DNC. That's when he's going to come out, and that's when we're going to have Big Mike. And let me tell you something right now. Big Mike, or believe it or not, the dark horse is Hillary, but then it's over.
Well,
you're not going to have another Republican.
You, it's not going to be Big Mike. I'm pretty confident on that. There's a lot of stuff going around. She doesn't want to do it, but David Axelrod just came. He would know that you guys can give that one up. She's not going to be the candidate.
But how?
So
I know he was on Barack's staff, but how does he fucking know? He's making shit up.
That's why.
They
know,
all make
very,
shit up.
He's got a good life. She doesn't want to be president.
Yeah.
Other people
I don't
want
believe that. Then she's a puppet because Barack does.
No,
and Barack
do
will be the first
be
lady, and he'll run shit. I don't know. I disagree with that theory. Okay.
Well,
I think I do agree with you that Hillary could be a dark horse. I also think Gretchen Whitmer.
She's coming out. She's speaking more than she usually does. She's coming out, and that's a thing. And all right. I'll give up the floor. But
well, see, they've got to time this right so that if they do replace them, they don't get Kamala as the replacement.
Right. Well, it's got to be somebody who can't be vetted, so to speak, and that's the thing. If it happens during the primaries, in other words, if he just falls down one too many more steps down Air Force One, so to speak, then it's going to be somebody who's going
through. How many times does he have to fall down?
What I'm saying is, as long as he keeps falling up a couple steps, that's fine. But if he falls from the top, so to speak, and he's gone, then whoever jumps in the race is going to be vetted. Is going to be all that. They don't want that. That's the one thing they don't want. Is any chance to have
Kamala,
anybody?
I tell you that.
Yeah.
Nor should they. I mean, they want to win. Subsequently, they don't want Kamala. She's got the charm of Biden on fucking Xanax, 19 pills.
Jesus
Christ, the cackling and everything. Oh, jeez.
Well,
Jesus
did you see that?
Christ.
Did you see the Babylon Bee had a great headline? It was Kamala enjoys her time on The View as the smartest person in the room.
The View.
It's like what Rodney Dangerfield said in Back to School. If you want to look good, you hang out with fat people.
You know, the other one is this. People say The View is going to sway the election. Oh, really? Oh, 147,000 viewers? I know fucking math. It's not going to fucking do a thing.
Yeah.
View, what a fucking joke, The View. Oh, don't get me started on that. All right. You're up.
Well,
someone
you
else.
Know, there is one thing, and I'm going to put a damper on all of this. In my opinion, okay, and this is my gut talking to me, Trump will not make it to Inauguration Day. He will not be the 47th president of the United States.
Reason being why?
Huh?
Do you think he could
Reason
be elected?
Being why?
Are you saying like he could even be elected and not make it? Or are you saying he's not going to get that far?
Yes, he can be elected and still not make it.
What are you saying would happen?
There's a whole number of things, but Trump won't be around to take the oath of office.
What does
I mean,
that
are
mean?
You talking about like getting rubbed out?
I'm
or
talking
something
to Boyd and my wife. My wife just texted me something. What does that mean, baby? Sorry, more minutes. That's not you. Okay.
That means that Trump won't be taking the oath of office.
I think
you're
there's
saying
a lot of people,
what, Boyd? What
I, no,
the
no,
why
but, no, but
is
I
what
think,
we're concerned
I think,
about?
I think there is a school of thought out there that either A, someone in his inner circle who's not really loyal, or somebody just a flat out plot to kill him, or just a plot to take him down legally. I think there are those fears out there, and they're not unwarranted.
Well, we know about that, but if he gets elected president, his legal problems are over.
No.
Yeah, he can pardon himself.
His legal problems may be over for 4 years, but I just got a gut feeling that the panic and stuff that's going on the other side that they will be so desperate that Trump will not take the oath of office.
Well, let Mike go because he said there was something I wasn't going to bring up,
and I haven't read the article, but my
by his own thing, or by others.
Have you heard about the article that there's an article, new article, I think it's out today by Sidney Blumenthal. You guys all know who that guy is.
Yes,
Hillary's
yes.
butt buddy. There's been other people that have talked about what they would do if Trump wins to undermine him. Well, according to this, and I don't know, I don't think it'll work, but this shows you the desperation on the other side, and it gets to what Boyd was saying. They think that Supreme Court's going to rule that Trump can't be taken off the ballot by the states, that only Congress can do it. And so they're plotting that if they take the House, which they think they might be able to do, they meet January 3rd, and Trump
implication Boyd said was Trump was going to take himself out of the
Let me just finish real quick, and then you can chime in. So what the plot is that the new Congress meets, and the Democrats pass a law saying Trump's an insurrectionist.
I can see that.
And they, the electoral vote isn't until January 6th. And then what's her name? The vice president, Kamala, does what they were accusing Trump of trying to do. And she says that she's not going to accept the electoral votes. Now, I think that would cause a revolution. I'd like to hear what you guys think, Boyd. I don't think it would work. I don't think it would work anyway.
I need clarification here. Boyd, you're the only one that can give it. You're saying it's not going to happen. I agree with that. Trump will not be reelected. But it almost sounded like you said it was going to be self-imposed. In other words, he was going to take himself out.
That's not what he said. What he said was...
No.
Okay, I misinterpreted. My bad.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What you guys just said is true.
Listen.
Let me be very clear on this, okay? I said nothing about the election, okay? I just do not think that Trump will take the oath of office as the 47th president.
But why?
Okay?
Because of him or because of others that will prevent it? That's my point. I don't have the why.
That, my friend, is the question.
I do not know.
But the only – listen – seeing Trump and knowing Trump the way that we do, Trump will not, under any circumstances, take himself out of the race. Okay?
Right. He's not
that type of a guy.
He's a fuck you guy. I get that. Yeah, yeah. In other words,
okay.
He tells the whole world, fuck you. Yeah.
Yes.
But basically what he's saying is that somebody else is going to do the job, whatever, whether it be legally or otherwise, is what he's saying.
But we're finding out.
Okay.
Remember, they accused Trump of being the insurrectionist. I think we may find out, especially if he wins the national election, I think we may find out who the real insurrectionists in this country are.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think
I have the feeling that Trump will not take the oath of office?
You just touched on it, Mike. You're saying he could win the election.
Boyd's going down deep state angle, and Boyd might be right. Unfortunately, and Mike Hawkeye, Mike, you said something that I've been saying. I think we might be in for another civil war. I think that would be
so explosive, something like that. That hell, I'd be in the streets, and I wouldn't say that. Something like that, a scenario like that, where the man is elected the president, and then they try or even stop him from in the Electoral College somehow or from taking the oath of office. That, you know how explosive that would be to deny an elected president the opportunity.
Absolutely couldn't agree more. My my glass is a half-empty glass, and I couldn't agree more with both yours and Boyd's sentiment.
If you guys remember, about a month and a half or 2 months ago, supposedly a bunch of military leaders invited The Rock, you know who that is, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, we know who it is.
Him,
yeah, we're not
supposedly
dumb.
Supposedly invited him, you know, just for like a military tour, like a feel-good tour. But supposedly, quote-unquote, the real reason was to try and get him to run a shadow campaign as president.
Yeah, now, they want a Schwarzenegger-like shit. Yeah.
Why on earth are military leaders doing something like military people doing something like that? That's shocking.
First of all, I like my presidents to have two names, not The Rock or like they talked about in that book, Real Men Don't Eat Quiche. Halston's not a real man because real men have two names. Same thing. Presidents have two names. The Rock is not an appropriate name for a president. Just saying. I just want that out there.
No, I agree. And there's also, I heard someone say, because I don't follow it anymore. You guys do. I don't. But there's also this thing about the Swifties that she could literally sway the election, Taylor Swift. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're fucking full of shit. And he's like, you know how many followers she has? And I'm like, she's a fucking dope. He's just like, well, and that's where I always go back to the general populace. There's two different schools on that. One says we're smart. The other says we're dumb. And I go with the latter. I think
I hate to say it. I'm going with Brother Tommy on this one. I'm going with collectively we're dumb.
We are collectively.
Follow what Taylor Swift does, it's probably
going to
vote Democrat anyway.
I misheard that. I didn't hear that. What?
Anybody that's going to listen to Taylor Swift on who to vote for is probably already inclined to vote Democratic anyway.
Yeah.
Correct. But the problem is this. She's influencing the young voters.
The other question that we're not really addressing with all these people coming in, you know, how feverishly are they going to work to let illegals vote? You know, I mean, once that happens.
That's going
to
be an interesting
equation. I can laugh at Taylor Swift, but think about her ballot harvesting. Oh, I mean, good Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's frightening, guys. It's frightening. I think we all see the big picture, but I think I'm like Boyd in the sense that I see it, but I don't like it, and I know it's imminent. I don't care about polls. No. The fucking American populace, and they're going to get 20 extra million thereabouts youngsters to vote. And it's an ugly, ugly scenario.
Well, the only problem is Rome when it was burning. Doing better with younger people, so, you know.
Yes, according to the polls. Huh. Rome is burning, gentlemen. I'll spare you the suspense. Rome is burning. Get used to it.
Well,
you think it's throw in the towel yet, Tom?
No, I'm not either. Absolutely not.
No, what? Absolutely. I'm throwing in the towel. I am. I threw it in a long time. Oh, Florida's got absentee ballots, so I just grab it and give it to my wife and say, fill it out.
I have no problem over the years saying that I voted three times. I voted my vote, my wife's vote, my daughter's vote. But I did it legally. I did it. I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah.
You think I fucking – I think I have to sign something. I don't know. I'm just like, just go with the R. My wife is a beautiful woman. She's an earshot, but she's not the sharpest tool in the shed. So I just say, okay, anything that has an R next to it, vote for that. And then I sign it. I think I sign it. I don't know. I think you have to implore to sign it. I don't know. Don't care. I didn't even vote until Trump. I never voted until Trump. I'm, and I stayed on this, and, you know, I'm not a card-carrying Trumpster, but I will say this. I will defend that cocksucker until the cows come home. I believe in Donald Trump. I like him. Well, then that makes you a card-carrying dumpster. But anyways, that's the first time I voted. But I just we went to the polls once. I don't know why, because we've had mail-in voting for years. Anyways, people ask me when I was at the – I did go to the polls once. They asked me who I'm voting for. And I could tell – you can tell Democrats. They're so fucking self-righteous. And I'm like, none of your goddamn business. I'll vote for whoever I want. But, I mean, we'll see. Hawkeye Mike, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I disagree at this stage. You're always positive. This country's going in a direction that is wrong.
I'm not right. I'm not trying to be Pollyanna here.
I hearken back.
Never underestimate the ability of Democrats to steal an election.
Yeah, but I hearken back to that story I read a few things back about the Penn State professor, who, as I said, I read that and it's just, folks, I just don't know anymore. Charged with animal cruelty and then sticking a tree branch and what else? Oh, a Tootsie Pop up his rear end. This person, theoretically, has the right to vote. And this person, I got news for you. That guy didn't vote for Trump. And, you know,
well,
the fact...
the point you said earlier, Mike, Hawkeye Mike or Boyd might have, is the illegal immigration and how is that going to play in?
Yeah.
By law, they don't have
this is,
the right.
This is,
but how are they going to sneak it in? That's the scary
Here's how that's going to work, okay? Now, what are all the illegal aliens getting? Driver's licenses.
Yeah.
Driver's licenses.
Yeah, I know. That's fucking scary.
And what
Jesus
happens,
Christ.
What happens when you get a driver's license?
You get
They register you to vote. Even though you're not allowed to vote.
It's fucking scary as fuck. Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Scary as fuck. Okay.
So
even though
the illegals are not allowed to vote, okay, they are going to vote. They will not vote themselves. But somebody will vote a precinct and or, state or wherever for them.
Yep.
Yes.
So here's the thing about that. Okay, so you guys probably remember that. I've driven for DoorDash and I've driven for Uber Eats. I've never driven for people. I've just delivered food. I would never let somebody else
who's,
in my car.
Who's what? People?
Okay,
people?
I would never drive people around. I've driven for food to take in food, but I would never drive
around. Okay, my bad.
No way. But so we're hearing now, there's a couple instances now of people getting in accidents where the other driver isn't illegal, but it's an illegal driving for DoorDash or Uber Eats. Now, I went through this. It's like, you know, you've got to have your friggin' insurance this, and you've got to have that, and all this. But these people somehow are friggin' getting credentials to drive for Uber and DoorDash. What is that? I mean, I'm not saying that they're
I sometimes wish I was an illegal because I've only been paying taxes in one form or another for 58 years, whether it be my parents or myself. And I'm like, God damn it. How do these motherfuckers get away with it? I wish I was
But I mean, literally,
there,
these
an
people are getting
immigrant.
Credentials to do shit like that.
They get it free.
I mean,
free.
Yeah, they're
free.
Getting credentials to do all kinds of shit. So, yeah.
Blows my mind.
So it's happening. It's gonna. Boyd's right. It's not that they're gonna show up and vote. It's that they're gonna be credentialed to cast ballots, and that's the battle.
Yeah, well, the scary part is what Hawkeye Mike said. The scary part is you people. I mean, I am not an alarmist, but Hawkeye Mike's right. We're kind of close to a civil war because we will revolt. They will. hypothetically, they steal an election. We're old enough. Hypothetically, we will, like Hawkeye Max. I'm no tough guy. I'll be the first to admit it. But hypothetically, I'd be like, okay, take a bullet. Take a bullet. This is wrong. This is wrong. And it could get very, very, theoretically, very ugly.
Scenario where Trump actually won on election night. And then after that, they deny him the electoral college vote, or that something happens to prevent him from taking
office.
That's the dangerous scenario. That kind of a situation would be a true insurrection. I mean, they talk about January 6th doing something like that when the guy, everybody saw election night and he won, and then he's denied the ability to take office.
I'm not scared might be overstatement, but I'm borderline scared. And January 6th, all right, fellas, I am not that intelligent, but I'm intelligent enough and I still cannot figure out January 6th in the sense of what did he do wrong exactly?
Nothing.
He didn't incite. They say he incited. They made that fucking shit up.
Right.
He made one comment on a tweet.
They're just jumping whatever they can.
They said his speech encouraged it, which is a flat out contradiction of the First Amendment. He didn't.
Correct.
Not call or that they should go and do anything physically to prevent, do what they did, which was it was a protest that turned into a riot. But, to blame him for that, what did he say? I don't know.
I literally listened to the left-wing sites, or used to, and like, okay, make a case, folks. Maybe I don't know. Make a case. And they don't even fucking make a case. I'm like,
no.
Like you said, Mike, First Amendment, but you don't have a right to incite. I'm like, what were his quotes? And they weren't even close to incitement. I'm like,
right.
What the fuck? So I'm lost. I don't get it.
It's not an insurrection.
Okay.
Challenging an election is not an insurrection.
Right. So we're up against the end, because like I said, I was going shorter this week. So I'm gonna be back next week with more on the whole Dopey Joe thing. Who really is he? How did they pull this off? But I gotta just give you the worst thing of the week. The worst of the week was Brother Tommy believing that Big Mike is just a conspiracy theory. The best of the week is that Brother Tommy went on the internet to Google Big Mike.
Let's quickly go back to the worst.
Found.
If you got 20 more seconds, let's go back to the worst. I Googled it, and then I started thinking you were actually right.
Exactly. So I was on the bunny with that kind. With that. So anyway, okay, guys. We're up against
pictures.
It. So.
Pictures don't lie. Oh, really? You've never heard of the concept of photoshopping, dipshit?
I have, but in this case, it was not Photoshop. Big Mike's got a crane. Great talk. That's it for this week. But next week, be back with more on Dopey Joe. How did we get to this place? Who is he? And who is Big Mike?
More self-torture is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So,
in the sense
be good.
Of
have a great,
talking
have,
about
have a great
Joe
rest
Biden.
Of the week. Have a great weekend, and we will be back next week. Have a good one, all.
You got
bye-bye.
It, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Boy, good to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Good to meet you, too.
Later, guys.
You got
thanks.
It, buddy. All right. What do I do? How do I?